This call is being recorded.
All right, now, remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus on your breathing. Let yourself breathe evenly and deeply, breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth, rhythmically, gently. As you breathe in the breath of life, hold it for a few seconds, and exhale out any tension, stress, negativity. Just let that go out with the exhalation of your breath. Breathe in the light, and exhale out the darkness. Breathe in the light, and exhale out the darkness. One more time, breathe in the light, and exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and your chakra centers. Become aware of all the chakras. There are 12 chakras, but at this point, 8 have been activated. The 9th certain to shortly become activated as well, that one being the Earth Star Chakra, just below your feet. So see all 8 chakras, and if you'd like, the 9th one as well. And see them with their respective colors. Starting from the first chakra at the base of the spine, see that as beautiful red color. The second chakra moving up, orange. The third, yellow. The fourth at the heart center, blue-green. Just above the heart center, the high heart center, magenta. The fifth chakra at the throat area, sky blue. The sixth in the middle of the forehead, the third eye, purple or indigo. And the seventh chakra, the crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And the eighth chakra, the soul star chakra, just above the head, about approximately a foot. Brilliant, pure white. Know that there are 3 chakras above the head and 2 below the feet, forming the 12 chakras. Those chakras will come online more and more as we proceed through the ascension process. Now see, or more like feel, the energy within the chakras. Visualize the chakras with their brilliant colors, and the high intensity of the colors. And with that intensity is vibration. Vibration is within the colors themselves. So feel the vibration now within your etheric body. Feel it resonating throughout your body, throughout your etheric, your astral, and even your physical body. Know that the chakras correspond to your physical glands within your body, each one associating with a particular physical gland. So all is connected. So feel the energy moving through your etheric, your astral, and your physical body, resonating within your physical body. And then, as we do each Sunday, put your attention at your high heart center, magenta colored center, and your sixth chakra, and energetically connect the two by sending energy, visualizing energy going from your high heart center to your third eye and back down again to your high heart center and back up again to your sixth chakra and around, forming a vortex of energy. And into that vortex of energy, feel your conscious knowing self being pulled into that vortex and exiting out right in the middle of your forehead, looking out through your third eye as a doorway or a window into the astral world. This is the safest way to exit the physical body. So do so now. Move through your third eye, through that doorway, and be standing, floating next to your physical form, and see your physical form sitting or laying there. Get that sense of being both connected and disconnected from your physical form at the same time. And then let yourself begin to float up in your astral and etheric body, floating on up, leaving your physical body falling down below you. Get that sense of movement. Movement leads to awareness. Floating on up through the clouds, up into the sky, and up past the Earth's atmosphere. And once past the Earth's atmosphere, you become aware of all of our ships, the many millions and millions of ships that are out here docked, many of them docked, and all of them cloaked from the physical eyes. But with your astral vision, with your third eye, you are able to see our ships. So become aware of the ships now. All of the respective colors and sizes and shapes and the consciousness within the ships themselves, as well as all of the beings that are in the ships. Many different civilizations are out here. Our Pleiadian ships, Arcturian, Andromedan, Sirian, Antarian, and so on. All of the many civilizations that are here to witness this spectacle, this historic spectacle that has never happened before in the history of this universe, where an entire planet has ascended into higher vibrational frequency, into fifth dimension and higher, and the people on the planet as well are able to do so. All en masse, all over a certain period of time. So as you look back down now and see your physical body down there and the Earth, the beautiful, beautiful blue planet, the planet now, as you are looking at it, that is free of all distortion, all pollution. Know that everything is balanced within the higher frequencies of the higher dimensions. And Earth herself, Gaia herself, has already ascended. But she holds a place yet for you. A place, a third dimensional space and a fourth dimensional space. Holding that for you until she needs to hold it no longer. So feel as the waves of energy have been coming from the great central sun of this universe. And since there is no time and space, and past, present, and future are all one, with your visualization now, and your intention, you can see those waves of energy as they have been coming to the Earth, down through all of the central suns of all of the galaxies, through the central sun of this galaxy, through the sun of your solar system, and striking the Earth as a wave of energy, a pulse of energy, higher consciousness energy, bringing higher vibration over a period of time, and the vibrations continuing to increase year after year after year, until you come to the present moment, and the waves of energy, these pulsating waves of gamma light that have been coming to the planet, increasing the energy across the planet. And as this energy increases across the planet, it brings out all of the lower vibrational frequencies, brings them into the light, brings the darkness into the light, revealing the dark, revealing their dark plans, and bringing it out so that many, many more are able to become aware of this, become aware of their plans. The light revealing the dark. And know that the energies will continue. These waves of energy that are being allowed now more and more, stronger and stronger waves being allowed to come to the Earth. Because all of you, the light working community, all of you, the bringers of the dawn, have been acclimating to these energies now, coming back to understand the fullness within you. The fullness within you that is the creative source within you. And with that creative source, and knowing that source within you, your creative energy is returning to you more and more. So now, with that creative energy and your visualization ability, or simply your thinking ability, think and create and visualize now the Earth, Gaia, in that fifth dimensional and higher expression of herself, and all of the people now coming together in that higher expression as well, as if the timelines are shifting and changing. And watch now as the timelines shift so that those that are ready, able to handle these higher energies, move freely with Gaia into those higher vibrations and higher dimensions. And those that are splitting off into with the lower vibrations and remaining within the illusion, see them drifting off, not coming forward, not coming along, but being acclimated to their own energies and their own consciousness, and finding themselves where they need to be as well. And all is as it needs to be and should be. All are being accommodated to the energy and the consciousness that they reside within. So visualize now as the changeover continues to happen across the planet. Visualize people coming together, no longer distancing themselves from each other, finding those that are of like vibration, all coming together in communities, in villages, in towns, and even cities. Coming together as brothers and sisters within the One. And what that would be like, what that will be like, and what that is like. No more fear. No more hate. No more jealousy. No more anger. All to replaced with those derivatives of love. Now allow yourselves to begin to come back. Come back towards your physical body. Bring your astral and etheric body back into your physical body. Feeling the energy, feeling the love expression, feeling the higher vibrational frequencies within you. And know that in these moments, you have raised your vibration within you. In these moments, you found yourselves in a higher expression of the fourth and fifth dimension. And as you return to your physical body, know that you don't have to return to the illusion. You don't have to return to the third dimension and the illusion that it represents. You can be here in this space, but still remaining in the higher vibrations within you. So come now back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Kara. And I come at this time to continue to bring you along through this long period of darkness. For indeed, you have weathered the storm through these dark ages, lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. And you find yourselves now at the end of those dark ages. Even though it seems quite dark now to many of you, as you look within the illusion, and at times you forget that it is an illusion. You forget that it is a show, a drama being played out in front of you. And the more that you can be the observer self and witness all that is happening as a show, as a movie, as a play that is being enacted, and in many cases reenacted. You have been through this before. You just don't remember yet. But it is coming back. In those times where you feel a sense a sense that all is not right. All is not as it is appearing to be. In those times, you remember. You remember your times and other systems, other galaxies, other planets. Upon the ships, you remember deep within you. And it triggers that awakening within you. And that is what is happening now to more and more people across the planet as their awakening is being triggered. But as you have heard many times, you are the way showers. You are the ones that are coming forward and showing the way first. And it is necessary for those of you to do this. It is necessary for you to do everything you can to bust this system open. Is it easy to do? No. That is why you were chosen. Each and every one of you were chosen for this. You volunteered and you were chosen. And you are weathering this storm. But the storm is not abiding yet. Rather, it is gaining force. And as it gains force, the more that you can see it for what it is, as a hurricane or a tornado within the illusion, and you being outside of the illusion, being outside of the storm, can simply witness it, can simply watch it, but not to sit back and do nothing, for then no thing would be done. You would not be able to move as a collective consciousness here on this planet. Move beyond the storm. But because more and more of you are realizing it is an illusion, are realizing that it is outside of yourselves and does not have to affect you directly unless you let it affect you, unless you become attached to it. And the more that you can help others become unattached to the illusion, to realize that it is a play or a show. And know, as all of you know at this point, that you are going to be able to enjoy the ending of this show. That is what you are here to do in these moments now. And the more and more that you can find yourself only in the present moment and not hold on to the past memories, the past programming, to pull yourselves out of that programming and to reprogram yourselves. Reprogram yourselves into the higher vibrational frequencies of the higher dimensions. The more that you can do that, the more that you will not only free yourselves, but you will free all of those around you that are ready to be freed. Are all ready to be freed? No. Will all be freed? Most likely not. For there are those that are destined, those that have contracted to exit the earth, to exit this illusion, this third dimensional illusion at this point. Many have chosen to do this already. and are in the process of doing so. Can you stop them from doing that? No, you cannot, unless they decide to stop it. They can end their contract at any time they wish, just as you have, in many respects, ended some of the contracts that you came in with. So please, my brothers and sisters, know that you can only do so much at this point. But all that you can do is enough. If you put yourselves into it, whatever that might be, whatever you feel a calling toward, follow that calling. And remember that even though it seems like a long journey, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. So be ready to take that step, and the next step, and the next one. And as you do that, step after step after step, there will be those alongside of you that will take those steps along with you. And pretty soon, you will find yourselves as a collective at the end of this part of your journey. I am Kara, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness. And know that as these times continue on, as the vibrational frequencies continue to rise, we are coming closer and closer to you. Om Mani Padme Hum Ma. Om Mani Padme Hum Ma. Om Ma. Om. Greetings to you, one who serves here, Shoshana here. And we are ready to entertain your questions if you have them. You can unmute your phones now and ask your questions if you will. Please, someone speak up so that we know that you are there.
Hi, one who serves. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Good. I just had a question which actually took place about 2 years ago. I went to the Renaissance Fair here in Colorado. And when I went there, I was having a good time going from shop to shop. I went into this one shop for furs, and when I got there, I felt extremely fearful, uneasy. I think that I was feeling the fear of the animals that were turned into furs. And first, I'd like you to verify that's what I was feeling, because I felt extreme fear and I had to get out. But the second part of the question is, can I use that power of feeling what they felt to the advantage of helping others?
First of all, there is no verification needed on your feelings. For if you felt it strongly and deeply within you, then certainly it was accurate. Okay? And okay. The second part, you are wondering if you can use these feelings, this intensity within you to help others? Certainly. That is what all of you are here to do. You are here to help others. Help yourself first, to help yourselves fully awaken first, and then to assist others in their awakening process, in whatever way that you can do that. And you can certainly always trust your feelings. Not your thoughts, but your feelings. Okay, Shoshana, do you have anything you add?
We do not.
Very good. Was this sufficient of an answer for you?
Yeah, I just pretty much wanted verification, and you gave it to me, so I thank you.
Yes. Would there be other questions here? Any further questions here? No one else has questions?
I have a question. It was brought up in the discussion that we had earlier that pine needle tea can revert the effects of having had the vaccination. I have family members, we all do, and we all know people who've had the vaccine. And some of them will be asking, is this the best tea and how or remedies are even better if TV, they thought they were doing right, but they no longer want the effects of the
It's very difficult to understand your full question here as you are breaking up quite much
just
here.
One second. Okay, go ahead.
Yes?
I had to take the speakerphone off, so that's basically my question.
You are very much still breaking up in your conversation here, but we believe that you are asking about pine needle tea and whether it can be effective in reversing some of the processes within the vaccination that is being given out. And we can tell you that there is certainly benefits to this because it is nature. It is nature taking care of nature here. And nature will always find a way. So even though there is man-made concoctions here, nature is able to combat all of this. The prime creator has put this there, here. Gaia has provided this here for you. All of the remedies, even those that are used in some of your pharmacological remedies, are derivatives of nature, you see? They are not purposefully utilized for the purpose of healing and this type of thing by your pharmaceutical companies, but they are still potential helpful ingredients that are put in there because it is part of nature. So knowing that, and also the intention is also what is needed here. This is why your placebo effect is so important. One that takes the remedy and believes that it will cure them or in some ways assist their own immune system in curing them, healing them, will do so very much more than if they do not believe it. So, as we say many, many times, believing is seeing. So the taking of this tea and the intention behind the tea, knowing that it can be very helpful, will make it helpful, you see. So, and there is also that which has been given previously, though there are various concoctions that have been put in these vaccines, some more dangerous and detrimental than others. Some being completely neutralized, having no effect whatsoever. Some simply being a flu vaccine that has been put out as a so-called COVID vaccine here. But it is all part of the sham, the scam here that has been perpetrated on the world public. So, understanding this, it can be helpful to do some research. And there are other things as well that will also be found to be of assistance in reversing many of these effects. But some will not be able to be reversed, because those that are having it seemingly reversed within them do not believe in the process to bring that reversal. You see? Shoshana, do you have something you had here?
Yes. We can share here. Dear brother, may we share?
Yes.
Dear brother.
Yes.
The body physical is toxic from the compounds that are in this vaccine, which is not a vaccine, but this compound that you call the vaccine. The body becomes toxic, you see. Pine needle tea is meant to boost the immune system, and it will. It is designed to enhance the immune system, but it is not designed to remove toxins, you see. That is the job of the immune system, as well as other compounds that can be used. We will suggest four things. The first thing we will suggest is milk thistle. We do not know why we are getting this, but there is a compound known as milk thistle, which is an herbal compound that will assist in removing toxins. The second one is dandelion. Dandelion tea is known to cleanse the liver, and toxins reside in the liver because blood flows through the liver to be cleaned and leaves behind the toxins. So milk thistle plus dandelion teas or extracts, which are much better than teas, and pine needle extract or pine needle tea in combination will assist the being in ridding itself of toxins. Lastly, and this is the most important part, if one is suffering from toxicity, we will suggest that they soak their feet in a combination of apple cider vinegar and Dead Sea salt and relatively hot water. The feet must soak for 20 minutes and then be removed. And one must do this 2 to 3 times a day to draw the toxins from the body. Just the feet. The feet are very good at removing toxins. This is what we suggest if an individual feels that they have been poisoned, you see. This is what we suggest. Namaste.
Very good. Would there be other questions here? Any other further questions?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Okay, I might as well ask this. I had a dream. It's about energy, so it might relate to other people, but that I was in my kitchen and it was like it is now. And I was packing up to go, taking things out, which I actually have to do soon. And all of a sudden, there was this big sucking of energy that from behind, from up above, that sucked in some of the boxes I was removing and kind of blocked it. And it was very intense. It was quite intense, but I didn't feel afraid or anything. And then there was a small fire in the same area, which is like an upper cupboard in my kitchen. So I just wondered, I haven't quite been able to put my finger on what this relates to, except for the energy I've been trying to concoct to get out of here.
we would ask that, you, what have you received from this particular dream? And how does it relate to the collective consciousness here rather than just simply yourself, which it does relate to others as well?
Well, the closest I got was that it was the energy I've been creating to move from here, which I've wanted to do for quite some time. And then it ties into the collective wish and desire and energy collecting for change in general.
Yes. And what do the boxes represent to you?
That part I'm curious about. They were cereal boxes and they were kind of empty, but they got sucked into this hole that, at the top of the ceiling, that was square. So they kind of squared off into there. And I just thought, well, I thought actually it could represent a blockage, that I'm blocking some energy by, I guess, focusing on the parts I don't like about being here, perhaps.
Yes. And we believe that you have just simply interpreted your own dream here, have you not?
I have. I wondered if you had anything that to add.
Yes. Shoshana?
We will add here. May we ask
Thank
a
you.
Question, dear one?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, what does the kitchen, the room you call your kitchen, represent for you?
The first word that comes to mind is home. That's where a lot of energy is created, positive. And I'm looking forward to a new, better one.
The kitchen for most is a nurturing place. Is a place where you are fed, you are taken care of, you are re-energized for the world. It is where you survive, you see. That is mostly what a kitchen will represent for most, you see. So now, what is represented here is a removal of energy. Because this place that you call your kitchen is no longer a nurturing place for you. It is what you want. You want to remove yourself from this area. So your dream is simply saying, this is no longer a place for you. We are withdrawing the energy. We are moving things out of your way. And the idea that there was a fire in a cabinet, as we heard you say, is a cleansing, is a burning, is a removal, is a finality. Fire represents a finality. It is gone now. It is ashes, you see. So this is simply confirming your deep desire to remove yourself from this area. Does this make sense, dear sister?
Yes, it makes perfect sense, and it's that's good. Thank you very much.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Very good. And would there be other questions here?
Moses here. Greetings. I wanted to understand your perspective on what it means to be the observer, has opportunities to do something about this COVID situation arise. I get all excited and I want to do this and I want to do that. And today, during chaos meditation, I just got a feeling of great peace, just, you know, the thought of just observing it and not getting involved. So which approach is wisest? Do we just observe it? Do we meditate as a group and, you know, fight it that way, hysterically? Or do we try to take action? Or, you know, which one would you say is the wisest or the most conscious approach? Thank you.
We would say both. You want to be the observer, you want to be aware of what is going on, but not become involved in it attachment-wise. Now, that does not mean that you cannot become involved as an observer and also as a participant, but without the attachment, without the attachment to the results here, you see? To simply do what you feel that you need to do, whatever that might be, and then let it go. That is what you need to do. Just as Yeshua, when he did his healing miracles, which of course was science in many respects, but when he did that, he did what he needed to do and then let go and was not attached to any of the results that would happen there, you see? And that is how he was able to do those things. That, as he said, you can do also. And you now have the ability to do many things that you could not do before or would not have done before. For many of you would, years ago maybe, you would have sat back and just let everything revolve around you and not become involved at all. Now that has all changed because you have recognized and realized and in many cases remembering your mission here and what you are here to do. You see? Shoshana, do you have anything?
We wish to share. May we share, dear brother?
Yes, sister. Thank you.
Dear brother, we find that you wish to know what is right and what is wrong. We notice that you use the word, which one is correct. That is a form of logic that you are using to define your life. And that is not truly what a human is here for, to determine what is right and what is wrong. A human being is here to determine its own guidance and to follow its guidance, you see. So we are designed to have what we call, and we have been taught this, an energy and a rest. So when you feel a great energy to take action, that is guidance. When you feel a need to draw back and simply observe, that is guidance. All is guidance for each of you, you see. And there is no one thing that is better than the other. The one thing that is paramount in the life of each is to follow their inner guidance. Namaste.
Wonderful, wonderful, yes. Would there be any other questions here before we move to your email question? Very good. Then we are ready for your email question.
Yes, thank you. The question is, was Moses able to part the Red Sea because of knowledge he had gained from the ancient mystery schools? Thank you.
Very interesting question here. We would say here that the one Moses was there for a mission, just as you are all here for your mission. And he did not have the experience or the expression of attending those mystery schools as you are feeling here. He had an inner knowing that he followed, inner guidance, as Shoshana has given here, and followed that guidance. And that guidance directed him further and further along in his mission. He did not know what his mission was from the beginning, but it correlated, or it took shape, we will say here, over a period of time. More and more as he trusted the guidance and followed the guidance and was able to realize that indeed there was experiences that could be had that he did not know that he could do before in terms of what you might call miracles. So when the time came for the freeing of those of the Israelites from the Egyptians and moving through that sea and parting the sea, as was depicted, happened here, he called upon the source within him to do so and believed in that it would happen. So there was not any special training that happened leading up to this. Just as you, those of you who have not been to special training in terms of mystery schools and those types of things, you have followed your inner guidance all along, just as Moses did. You see? Shoshana, do you have anything
to add? We wish to share on this.
Yes.
We wish to share here. The action that was taken was taken through the energy of the entire group that wished for liberty. Their intense feelings and desire to be free were channeled through this one known as Moses, and he accepted this deep channeled desire of all, and this created his ability to move forward. Belief is everything, and desire and intensity of that desire is what the causation was here. He allowed himself to be the channel. Namaste.
Yes, very so, much so. Would you have any parting message, Shoshana?
We do not.
Very good. Then we just simply say, do not give up. Do not give up. Do not let those things that are happening in the world bring you down, bring you back down into the illusion. Continue to rise up above the illusion as much as you can, and realize, as always here, that it is simply an illusion, a show, a play that is playing out in front of you. And at some point, you will come to the end of this play and very much enjoy that ending. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.